Welcome, one and all, with your host, Rolando, and his co-host, John. We are the Skeleton Boys.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Jay Flo.
Each week we will look at one horror movie. This week we will review Little Monsters. Our reviews are simple. We will discuss the plot in five words or less. We'll give our first thoughts, and then after we'll go to a deeper spoiler analysis. So, hey John, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Rolando?
I'm good, man. I'm good, you know. Surviving, you know, so yeah.
Not getting sick, wearing your mask, being good.
Always, always. All right, well, let's do the actual movie.
Yeah, Little Monsters, starring Howie Mandel, Fred Savage. Oh, yeah, that's the wrong one, right?
Yeah, that was my joke. That was my joke. You got to my joke before. No, this is this stars Lupita Nyong'o and directed by Abe Forsyth and a lot of Australians, a lot of Australians.
Featuring what's it, Josh Gad?
Yeah, I forgot to mention.
Yeah. So the main character would be Alexander England,
who I haven't heard.
He's. Oh, I mean, he's been in such movies as Gods of Egypt.
Wow, he was in that.
Oh, he was in Alien Covenant? Everybody loves that movie. Yeah. Because James Franco dies at the beginning, so it's good. No, I'm just kidding. five words or less, right?
Exactly, yeah. Do you want to hit it with five words or less?
Yeah, this is the best I could come up with because I just thought of this like a little while ago. Rock stars always get girl, because that's what I took away from it.
Okay. So true. Okay, one.
Because the other one was Australian Cooties is probably better.
Australian Cooties is probably better. That works too.
Let's see. Australian teachers... better than Americans. Damn it.
Yeah.
Because I noticed in this one, at least the kids all stay alive.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, not all of them. That's not fair to say. Just the important ones. The ones important to the story.
So Little Monsters is a 2019 comedy horror movie. It's about a washed-up musician teams up with the teacher and a kid show personality to protect young children from a zombie outbreak. Yeah. What are some of your first thoughts on that?
I mean, there's nothing particularly new about this concept. Like, the theme isn't very new, but I thought it was like, actually, okay, it's not like the best written movie I've ever seen, but it's pretty well written. Like, I thought like it was like nicely like fleshed out. There were still arcs, but it also wasn't very important. I like this movie. It was like, if you had to compare it to Cooties, I probably like this one a lot more.
Okay,
I'm gonna say I like it a lot more. At least there was like a mainstay person of color in it too, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, it's
okay. Yeah, similar. I really liked it. I liked it as well. I thought it was really dark comedy and it is a horror movie and zombie, but that's less important as some of the, I think it leans very much into the comedy.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely into the dark humor side of it. you know? And I think it's hit and miss, I think, with some of the characters and arcs of the people. But generally, I thought it, I think there's one really, really strong performance in this. And of course, you know, Lupita Nyong'o, just fabulous.
Fucking brilliant, yeah.
Just, of course, you know what I mean? I mean, the Academy Award winning actress, just excellent in this movie.
I feel like she's getting almost pigeonholed in these roles now where she's like this like person who kicks ass and she's like this woman and whatever. And I'm all here for it. I'm just saying if she wants to make more movies like this.
Same. Yeah. I think that it's kind of interesting that she is an Oscar winner who seems to really star in or cast in a lot of, or herself pursue a lot of genre movies, you know?
Yeah.
Whether she worked on Us with Jordan Peele and she did this, and, you know, she doesn't seem to want to follow one trajectory as an actor or actress, you know? She seems to kind of just pick interesting projects. And I think this is a good part. And she plays a school teacher, a musical kind of very, very, very good school teacher, you know what I mean? Like in the clearest sense, her biggest obligation is to protect the kids in this, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But that's not really where the film starts. It starts with Dave, right? Dave's the character.
God, I don't think if I got my acts in order, I don't think you meet her until the second act. Like you don't get to the school. You don't even go to the camp until the second act. Like the whole first act is, I guess, like our quote unquote hero. Well, no, he is our hero, I guess. Because yeah. I'd rather say like nephew is really the hero. But like his whole like how shitty he is in the first 5 minutes or like 3 minutes where the credits are rolling over it. It's just like them arguing at the beginning and then them being muted out, like arguing in different situations, which it was like, okay, well, we know where this is going to go. They break up. And then, just to see how shitty he is, just how, I don't want to say like ignorant. I mean, I guess you find out because he's had a bad childhood. He doesn't really know how to act around people. He doesn't know the appropriate way to act around kids, especially, right? Like, so he keeps using his nephew, like, to try to get his girlfriend back and make him put on the Darth Vader outfit because it makes him feel like powerful, which was super cute. Like,
yeah.
And telling him like, no, you're in character. Come on. Like you got to do the voice. So he does the voice and, you know, they walk in to like his old apartment where his ex-girlfriend's at and she's like banging like some other dude.
Yeah. Work. So, let me ask, did you like his arc? Because essentially his arc is like he starts out as somebody really unlikable, and by the end and going through the experience of staying with these kids and protecting them at the park, that he becomes like a better person. Did you personally buy that arc or
no, not really. I mean, I wouldn't really call it an arc. I don't even think his arc is, it's like he's like almost at the halfway part of this arc and then they never finished it. Like this should only be the beginning. You know what? Honestly, the more I think about it, I don't know if anybody really had like a proper arc.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like a situation that happened and then everybody's dealing with it. And his like instinct kicks in to be like maternal because that's what he knows from his sister, I guess. Yeah. Right. Like his sister was the one that really raised him because spoiler alert, but yeah, I guess you find out that his dad left when he was young and his mom had a mental breakdown because of it. So she went to a psych ward and his older sister ended up taking care of him from that point on.
Yeah, I think that was the hardest thing for this movie for me to get into, at least in the beginning, was Dave's character. Just really unlikable man baby, basically, you know, just very, very unlikable. It was like, you're right, like I think for the first half hour mainly focused on him and sort of the setup and him going with his nephew to the class and we meet Miss Caroline. And I just did not want to spend any time with this character. I did not like him. He just did pretty much awful thing after awful thing. And I was like, by the end, I really wasn't invested in his arc, you know?
No, I mean, it was, you just kind of, I mean, I just had ultimately accepted like, oh, okay, he's our hero now just because he's doing like, because they introduced somebody that was worse, I guess.
True. Yeah.
So exactly. You're like, he's not that bad. Mm-hmm. This guy sucks. And it's Josh Gad, right? Josh Gad's like, he's an American actor who is like the new,
like a child.
What would you compare him to?
Like, he's like the Blue's Clues guy. He's the child entertainer. That's sort of where he's made his reputation and popularity off of. And of course he ends up appearing at the park, and after the outbreak, he turns into an absolute awful person, you know, just one of the absolute worst foul mouth, the gross, disgusting persons you could possibly, you know, meet in a movie. And that's sort of the other thing is I thought all the men in this movie, I thought were basically horrible people.
Yeah.
You know,
and ask what maybe you would compare him to, because I couldn't compare him to anybody else, but like other similar, I guess, characters in different movies, like Death to Smoochie, Robin Williams character, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that would be one.
And I don't know if this one's like really poking fun at like all these people that are like family friendly actors. Let's say like Bill Cosby. Turns out he's like a real dirtbag, which really broke a lot of people's hearts. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just like a bad guy, but like a real shit.
Convicted felon. Yeah. He's like,
yeah.
He's not a, and I think that's the thing they're just positioning against. It's just that he's like this supposed to be this wholesome character who's just a complete, you know, awful human being at every sense. What did you think of the zombie outbreak? Since that's kind of, you know, a very common movie. You know what I mean? That's gained a lot of popularity.
Like you were mentioning, this movie is not really focused on that, and I really appreciate that they don't try to confuse you with that, because a lot of like the early dialogue is just there's an American base. It's like established. There's an establishing shot of a random base, and then they like VFX, like US American base, which I gotta say the VFX in this movie are great. Mm-hmm. I saw like a mini, like 1 minute long video of like how they did it all. And there was maybe like 15 zombies, and they just like mo-capped different versions of themselves and like peppered them in, even in like up close shots. It was really good. I just appreciate it. It's like, oh, Americans, which is also the way we present the idea in our own movies, but you know, like, oh shit, another I guess should I say what happens at the end? Okay, well, the very beginning they're at an American base. These two people are just driving around, and one guy's talking about how he hates that he's in Australia now, he had to fly over here for this, they're not sure what's going on, and he's like listing off all the deadly things in Australia. It's like everything here is so deadly, it's horrible. And then immediately they get attacked by a fucking zombie, or like they see somebody crouching down on someone, and obviously it's a zombie eating someone else. Cause you know, if you're, I don't even understand how they didn't catch that. Like as an audience member at this point.
Yeah.
Like, run away from this.
I think the one way I found interesting that they handled it was they actually acknowledged that they're zombies.
Yeah. Yes.
They acknowledge that these guys are zombies, and it's sort of perfectly set up. They're playing a video game, and they're shooting zombies. So, and when this outbreak happens, they mention it. And a lot of movies kind of don't outrightly say what's going on. I thought was a good, you know, original twist, I guess you would say, or take, that the characters know that they're in a zombie situation, and they know that they what they kind of have to do. And I thought that was kind of smart. It was self-aware, I guess, may also be.
Yeah, very self-aware. And even that moment where like they're trying to figure out like, man, what's wrong with them? Why are they sick? And Josh Gad is like, basically, they're fucking zombies, you idiots. What else could it be?
Yeah.
Well, they look like some, if they breathe like zombies, blah, blah, blah. I forgot what the lines were, but yeah, I think even though Josh Gad's character was like meant to be annoying, it was
over the top.
Yeah, it was over the top. Yeah. It was, he's very good at being funny when he has the opportunity, I think.
Definitely. Yeah. And I did, his character I thought was supposed to be overwhelming, you know, supposed to be kind of just in your face. Calls the kids all kinds of like, I don't know, kid heads and just like, just completely just, you know, once the outbreak happens, he's just like pretty much just turns into, he just goes on and on about being, and it's going on and on about being like just an awful person to kids and to everyone that's trying to help him or around him.
Oh, to moms. He's slept with so many moms. There's like,
yeah.
This horrible conversation. He's like he's listing off the different types of moms he's had sex with, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
Did you expect this movie to be as like musical as it was? I guess there's like, for just a standard movie, there's a lot of songs.
Yeah, and there's a lot of songs. This isn't too big of a spoiler, but Taylor Swift's definitely plays a big part in this movie.
Yeah,
you know, she
and her, did you hear the trivia behind that?
Yeah, they were trying to secure the rights, right
yeah,
and they were having issues with it, and Lupita ended up stepping in and talking to her about why it was important and why they would need the song, and she ended up being okay with it. So this they got their money's worth. This song is saying pretty much, you know, yes. Constantly, you know, but yeah, I definitely liked it. I the musical aspect of it, actually, I liked. I thought it added to the there's a wholesomeness to the movie with all the kids. I really enjoyed. That's probably the high point for me, is just all the kids in this movie are funny, are, you know, charming and you know what I mean, very likable kids. Throughout, you know what I mean? I was invested in whether these kids got out okay, you know what I mean? So
yeah, even the bad ones, right? Like the bullies who, like, they kind of forgot that part of the story, I felt like, towards the end. Like there was a bunch of kids picking on I forgot the nephew's name already. Mm-hmm.
Felix.
Let me get my words together. So Dave walks Felix into class, the first time he walks Felix into class, right, which is the day before the trip. And all these kids are kind of picking at him because of his allergy.
Right, yeah.
Which I thought was funny because ultimately Dave still, like, screws that up.
yeah, he did.
Where, spoiler alert, but he's supposed to give an EpiPen to Felix, and he stabs himself in the hand with it instead.
And then attempted to try to stab the kid as well back after he stabbed himself. Miss Caroline had to tell him, no, you can't do that.
But like, he's getting teased by different kids about what he might have in his lunch sack. And then he's basically saying this about all the other kids. And Dave's like, man, this is like rough. And I guess the idea is Dave's supposed to think he's getting bullied. And then this, like, girl comes up and kisses him on the cheek and says, hi, Felix. He goes, like, who's that? He's like, oh, that's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then what does he say? He says something fucking super crude, like, oh, wow, you're getting, like, a bunch of puss on this playground or something like that. I was like, okay. Yeah. Like, the dialogue in this is like, oh, man.
Yeah, well, soon after that, he ends up purposely hitting one of the kids in the face, with the door. To kind of give a little revenge for his nephew.
So. The chubby really wants to play, what is it, putt something? Yeah, he keeps calling it like putt something.
Putt-putt or?
I want to say putt-putt, but I'm not sure if that's right.
Yeah.
Where, like, he has a temper tantrum at the very end.
He does. It's constantly, yeah.
Yeah. Where, like, gradually gets worse, but then they're all asleep and in the background they've concocted this plan, and Josh Gad is trying to climb this post that's in the middle of this gift shop. Is that where they're at? Right.
They end up at the gift shop. Yeah. So they during this outbreak, they end up going to like a theme park, right? Or like a little kid friendly area, whatever, where they have animals mostly. And then they have like, of course, an American military base right next to it. And then they had just installed the mini golf to the attractions or whatever. And so they end up, he ends up just, since it's new, he just really super annoying throughout the movie of wanting to just play mini golf, you know. And I think they pay it off really well too at the end.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. I mean, I guess there's like a lot involved in this movie. And it's a very simple movie, but a lot happens. I don't know. I thought it was really funny. I thought it was really good. I like that everybody gets what they ultimately deserve in the end, sort of.
Yeah, I think this movie has a lot of like charm. It has a lot of charm aside from the, in my opinion, the sort of like tough first act, the tough first half hour of this movie. It was a little hard to get through because I did not like the Dave, the character. I did not like him and wasn't interested in seeing his journey, you know, throughout the movie. But I think the kids are super charming. Lupita Nyong'o playing the school teacher was excellent. You know, she just, that arc was really well done. And they follow, I guess they follow some tropes of zombies, don't they? Right. Throughout the movie, they them having to get to us, they end up holding up into one place and they're trying to escape. They try to make a run for the vehicle, you know, and then they end up getting out and stuff like that. So,
I guess you find out they got lucky, right? Because at the end, the U.S. military people that are coming in to like, one of the biggest concerns of the movie that our heroes are blissfully unaware of, even throughout the end, is that they were going to like blow up the entire place. They just decided to like close off the entire area and just bomb it. But they never know that, right? I don't think they even know that at the end.
No, it ended up not happening. Yeah.
Well, no, they did blow up.
No, the way you rate.
Yeah.
That's right. They did. They did end up blowing up. Because the zombies all seem to be centralizing at the gift shop where they are. And they don't, the military doesn't know that. That's where why they're all centrally locating in one spot. So they figure, okay, well,
just get rid of the problem. Now,
right? Yeah.
But the main guy at one point asks like, oh, okay, what are we dealing with? Is this the fast ones or the slow ones? Oh, it's the slow zombies, sir. Oh, great. Good. Good movie. What'd you think of Dave's song about his dad?
His song.
they're in the bus driving to this place. Oh, no. The bus wasn't starting. So, like, the driver was trying to fix the problem. And I guess they had been playing Shake It Off for what seems for, like, a while after, like, Lupita, like, finishes the song. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, well, Dave here is a professional musician. But before that, she goes into this whole, like, what is a professional? Somebody that gets paid to do something because they're really good at it. He's like, oh, okay. So he plays like, he was in, I guess, a death metal band. And he's playing really sloppy guitar on this like ND Flying V and this like super tiny amp. And he's singing this song that's very what's the word I'm looking for? I'm drawing a blank here. Like where it's really common, where like it's like the obvious answers. Oh, there's a word for it. I'm sure somebody's gonna like be like, oh, this idiot doesn't know this word. But where he's singing like all these like sad person lyrics, and then the chorus is just him just saying daddy over and over again, like daddy, 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 daddy. And then when he finishes the song, it's like, oh, the bus is fixed. And everybody's like, yay.
That was funny. Yeah. The other thing I really enjoyed was the, I think they kind of purposely take a shot at Americans. Cause I mean, this is a very Australian movie, right?
Yeah.
And of course, there's an American military base, right? That's, I think that's literally in the front of the building. It's American military base. So it's definitely a shot at like, and us and of course, like referencing most zombie movies, you know, that's where it starts with like somebody getting disease and then there's an outbreak and everything. So,
yeah. And then like quickly goes off. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that part confused me a little bit because it's an entire military base, but they couldn't contain the problem quickly. But again, they don't even explain. They don't go too deep into that. There's no, oh, this is patient zero, which I could only assume patient zero was the one zombie that you see walking around in fatigues, but he's also got the chains. Did you see that guy?
Right. He popped up a bunch.
Yeah. So I assume that was patient zero. That was my guess.
Yeah. And he was the sort of aggro of the group than the others, I believe. Like he showed up much more throughout the, you know, he constantly popped up for different, you know, throughout the movie. And he ended up, he seemed more aggressive and more keen on wanting to kill him or something. Right.
Yeah. So it made me think like that guy was somebody. Like this place that they go and visit, or the kids go on a trip to, I guess, is also like a tourist spot. People could, did you see the tourist group that was from some like they look like a Japanese tourist group. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't tell you exactly what their ethnicity was, but how that one lady was like running away, but she was running away. It was like at a very steady, like she's running, but she just looks more like she's walking fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But they never show what happens to her. And that kind of bummed me out. And I was trying to look for her. But I don't know.
So yeah, slow zombies. Slow zombies are the best. Just, yeah. I want to stand on that. I'll die on that hill. Slow zombies are the best. So.
And they also ate all the animals.
Yeah.
They get stuck on the road at one point. So part of the attraction to this place is somebody's driving a tractor and all the kids get in the back, which for me was a little problematic. I was like, that's way too open for them to not get got, but I guess they didn't get got. But they're trying to drive back to like, or towards the gift shop to hide towards the middle of the movie. And Dave has to stop while Lupita's trying to like distract the kids with a song. And there's like this huge cow and all the zombies are eating it.
Yeah.
And then you start to get cutaways of different zombies eating different things. And like one guy like turns and he's got a porcupine in his hand and it's like been bitten into, and he's got just like a pin needle, or the needle's like stuck in his face.
Yeah. He was the employee who was earlier in the movie, who was actually explaining whatever they were in the montage, the porcupines. And so yeah, he ended up, I guess, turning into one, ended up eating it, and he ended up leaving all the little little things the porcupines have, or all over their face.
The quills, right? That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Sure.
So overall, John, how did you, if you had to sum it up, what did you think of the movie?
I mean, I liked it. I will say we did talk about, there's not a whole lot of character development, I guess. Everything just kind of happens quickly, but when it comes to like it being funny, I thought it was really funny. And then when it was gory, it was really gory. Like there's a lot of, it's a very family friendly style adult movie. I don't know how to put that. Cause the gore is pretty gory sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like when Josh Gad gets got, he gets like half his face ripped off.
Yeah. He got the worst of it.
Yeah.
But he was a jerk. Yeah.
Yeah, he sucked. Yeah. He was awful. He was really good. I thought he did great.
Same here. I thought the movie's incredibly charming. I thought the kids were excellent. I thought Lupita Nyong'o's character was excellent in the movie. There are a lot of really good laughs, and I'd say it's more leans heavier in the comedy side, comedy side than the horror movie. Which is, it's a fun movie. I just, like I said, I didn't really get into the Dave's character, to, you know, his arc. I didn't buy his arc, and I didn't, I thought his behavior was kind of just made me not like the guy from the start. So it was a little hard to kind of get into the movie, but once we get going, I mean, the laughs come fast, the humor is definitely there and stuff. So it's a charming movie, definitely.
Yeah. And I will say the one thing I liked about it too, or like one of the main things I liked about this movie, there weren't any jump scares. So I mean, that's probably why it wasn't scary at all. Cause right. That would have been like things that made it scary, but it kind of really established itself. Like it's not that type of horror movie, you know, it's
right.
These people are just trying to survive. And they're also unfortunately all kind of dim. Cause even Lupita Nyong'o, we're like, oh no, she's a good person. She's smart. And then, not that this makes her dim, but then her like bad past was how she broke into Hansen's dressing room or like hotel room and try to like talk to them. And then she freaked out that she was going to get caught. So she jumped out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing we do find. And I think there's a missed opportunity here with that character. It actually reminds me that real quickly. I'll just say, she mentions in her story that like she was young and lost too with Dave, and she ends up falling in love with the group Hansen, and she follows them to Australia. And then she ends up like breaking into their dressing room and gets scared and jumps out and breaks her collarbone or her wrist or her arm or something, right? She says.
I think it was her collarbone. Yeah, she jumped out of a building, fell on an awning, and luckily only broke her collarbone.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the things. I don't know. I don't think they try or don't try, but I don't know if there's like supposed to be a love interest between Dave and Miss Caroline.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I did catch, obviously Dave is like trying to flirt with her for like the first half of their meeting, or like meeting for the first time. And then he tries a little bit harder, and then she lies about being engaged.
Right. Yeah.
Then later she's like, okay, we haven't been engaged for like 6 years. He was cheating on me. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of subtly, or that's what I took away from it, subtly kind of said, you know, because there's a lot of guys that keep trying, you know, some unruly men doing, I don't know, I forgot how she words it, but Dave kind of gets the hint. He's like, oh shit, sorry, because at this point it's not about like trying to get with her, I guess. He's just like, we gotta survive.
Yeah. And I think they end up building a relationship, and it's a little unclear if it's romantic. I didn't see it as romantic, but
no, I mean, they ended up kissing a lot at the end, but
yeah, it didn't yeah. It didn't like, feel romantic.
No, it like turned into that, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, there's
a little out there.
Yeah,
I think it would have, and I hate when, I don't want to rewrite this movie, but I think a thing they could have mentioned that would have maybe made sense. I don't like to rewrite movies, but if Miss Caroline maybe found Dave a little attractive because he was a musician too.
Yeah.
I think there's like,
oh, you know what? He does, to calm the kids down at one point, he does grab the ukulele and he starts singing Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, but he changes it to Miss Caroline.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then he gets the kids to sing Miss Caroline too. And then she starts to look at him a little differently, I guess. But again, that's not like in a span of what seems to be, I guess, altogether like 24 hours. I'm not sure. Right. Cause at the end they're all in quarantine for 48 hours, but they just see how the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of it happens kind of fast.
Yeah, definitely. And I definitely think that, yeah, that was one of the things that I wasn't crazy about, the sort of love interest. Do you want to have a last word on this? Do you have anything else to add?
Oh, last word.
Yeah.
Penis.
Excellent. Well, in there. Yeah. real quickly, just to kind of wrap it up, next week we will be reviewing Salem's Lot, Stephen King's Salem's Lot, and we'll see how that goes. But all right, thank you very much for tuning in, and
stay spooky.